And also joining us right now in studio is Danica Rome. Danica is challenging the incumbent in the Virginia House of Delegates for the seat in Prince William. She's challenging Delegate Robert G. Marshall, who is a very popular incumbent, who I believe is running for his 14th term. Danica, welcome. Good morning.
Thank you so much for having me this morning. It's really nice to be here.
And thank you for joining us. The reason, and people say, why are we doing this? You are
that goes for our camp too, I promise.
You are outraising your opponent. And for someone who's challenging a popular incumbent who's going for his 14th term, that's really newsworthy. I guess the question is, how and why are you outraising Mr. Marshall?
Well, so I think one of the important things to note here is that we collected the biggest, you know, news that actually I thought came out of that report was the volume of donations, not just the cash amount. Because here's the thing. I was outspent during my primary by one of my friends by about $42,000. I was outspent in the primary by another one of my friends by about $30,000. They sent about twice as much mail as we did. But we knocked on a ton of doors. I personally knocked on a ton of doors. And my message about finally fixing Route 28 after 25 years especially resonated in Manassas Park, where we swept all eight precincts of Manassas, we swept all three in Manassas Park. But what ended up happening, when you look at the breadth of support, we outraised Delegate Marshall locally, where in the communities of Manassas, Manassas Park, Gainesville, and Haymarket, the four communities that make up the 13th district and directly, like the communities directly adjacent to there, we took in 49 donations to his 27 overall grand total donations. So we collected more donations locally. We collected more donations statewide. We collected more donations in the greater Prince William County area, and we collected more money nationwide, as well as more donations nationwide. So this is buy-in at the very hyper-local level, all the way out through across the country.
And because you want to fix 28, you think that's why they're donating? Are there any other issues, you know, that someone who maybe doesn't ride that road says, well,
sure,
I totally don't care about that road. Why would they
donate to your campaign? Sure, and fixing I-66.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, so there's a lot of issues at play here. If you're at the local level, like if you're my mom listening to this right now, stuck on Route 28, driving between Manassas and right near Dulles International Airport. Hey, Ma.
She's stuck right now.
Yes, it is likely she is stuck right now, because this is how it's been for decades. And I think it's really important that for anyone out there who is listening, who is stuck on Route 28, or if you're coming in from Gainesville and Haymarket, or even that central part of Manassas by Sudley, Mullen, Stonewall, or Ben Lomond or Ellis, that if you're going up and you're trying to get to your job in Chantilly, if you're trying to get to your job in Ashburn, if you're trying to get to your job in Herndon, or if you just want to take 66 eastbound, you know, all the way to the Pentagon or something like that, because we have a lot of federal workers who work in the 13th district, I'm here for you. I am here to help alleviate your commute. And the way that we do that is using existing precedent. VDOT years ago took out all the traffic lights between Route 7 and Route 50 in the south. And in doing that, they create a series of overpasses. We have the existing money there to keep it going through Centerville. Once the private conglomerate that wants a toll 66 allocates its money for the Route 2866 project, $300 million by its contract with the state, that'll free up the MVTA's money. And I'm calling on the MVTA to keep that money on 28 and replace the traffic lights at Compton Road, New Braddock Road, and Old Centerville Road with overpasses. And that means that we can do it without raising your taxes. So there's, of course, other issues important. When you fix transportation, you can take care of economic development, like bringing high-paying jobs to Innovation Park over Manassas. When you take care of economic development, then you can actually increase commercial property tax so we can keep residential property taxes
Danica,
a lot lower.
Danica, I have to hand it to you. You're staying on it sounds like an issue-based campaign, but the reality here is that a lot of the money that you've brought in has been nationwide.
Yeah, sure.
Because you're the first openly transgender candidate running for the Virginia House of Delegates.
They wouldn't be donating to me, though, if I wasn't well-qualified, a lifelong...
I think transgender issues are activating for the liberal base, and it certainly exists nationwide. And as a result, you've taken in more money than the average Virginia House of Delegates race should probably get in a single month's time, right? So I kind of want to just get a test of just where you are on Democratic politics.
Yeah, sure.
Do you find that you're closer to, say, Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton?
I'm much closer to Chuck Colgan, and you know, who is a former state senator who represented Prince William County for more than 40 years when it comes to economic development, when it comes to transportation. The Prince William County Parkway wouldn't exist if it was for someone like Chuck Colgan. You know, Chuck Colgan and Tim Kaine, when it comes to, like, you know, Virginia politics, just to maybe throw out a more well-known name.
Yeah, right.
And the way that Mark Warner conducted himself as governor, especially, I mean, those are, if I'm going to use Democratic role models, that's who I'm going to refer back to. But look, I went to school with Chuck Colgan's grandson 24 years ago at All Saints Catholic School, where, you know, I was baptized, confirmed at All Saints Catholic Church. We are all, all have Catholic backgrounds here.
Right.
And, you know, I did 13 years of Catholic schooling, so I'm a product of my community. Well, Chuck Colgan and Delegate Marshall both, you know, went and go to All Saints Catholic Church as well. So growing up, you know, within that local community there, I saw someone in Chuck Colgan who cared so much about education, especially both NOVA campuses, the Northern Virginia Community College, one that exists in the 13th District in Manassas, another exists in Woodbridge. That's because of Chuck Colgan. He helped bring out the George Mason University satellite campus over to the Route 234 bypass, where we now have the renowned Wet Lab Center, which, by the way, for those of you who are interested in developing businesses that deal with high tech or biotech, the Wet Lab Center is right across the street from Innovation Park. Come talk to me and let's get you set up.
So again, I want to return to the core. It's not your core issue, but the core issue that brings you to the national spotlight, that your status as an openly transgender candidate.
Sure.
The Democratic Party, by and large, has relied on identity politics for many years now, increasingly so lately, as a useful political tool in terms of accruing power. But you've seen nationwide Democratic defeats electorally on that basis, because it seems like the Democratic Party has drifted away from being a workers' party, one that has concern about, say, just the average middle class worker.
Well, I think
do you view that tension?
That's a great point. And I think that when you're looking at, while I'll certainly, you know, be able to defend the Democratic Party in terms of focusing more on workers, especially when it's, you know, a Democratic Party that is, you know, pushing to at least raise minimum wage, because in Virginia, our minimum wage is less than West Virginia. Last summer as a part-time job, I was working for $5 an hour as a courier on weekends, you know, plus tips, you know, working for, you know, for a restaurant over in Arlington, because as a trans person, it is a lot harder for me to find full-time work. I know what it's like to go 1 for $35 during a job search and that, whereas when I was presenting under a male name, I would get interviews once every 2 to 3 applications. And even though my resume is so much more strong now, you know, so much stronger now than it used to be, that can be very, very hard. So I'm not gonna diminish, you know, the plight that a lot of trans folks have to deal with. And at the same time, I think I can bring in all of that, what you're talking about, the worker stuff, where in Manassas Park, for example, we have long-standing office vacancies that have been there for 8 years. That's bad for workers. That's bad for business owners. And I want to bring together unions and the Chamber of Commerce and environmental groups and the Manassas Park governing body to give the Manassas Park governing body the tools that they need so that they can enforce whatever it is that they need to do in order to make sure that those office vacancies are filled and that we can then, you know, take a look at, you know, keeping flat or maybe even slightly lowering residential property taxes and utility bills, which are going up because of the lack of business in there. That's not a Republican thing or a Democratic thing. That's a City of Manassas Park thing. And if you look at the rhetoric that I've used throughout the last 6 months, you'll notice it's very inclusive. I don't say the Republicans are bad, Democrats good. When I'm out here talking about, hey, we need to incentivize localities to phase out their B-poll tax so that we can bring in more commercial property tax revenue by, you know, basically spurring economic development, that's something that you often hear, like, a lot of Republicans talking about. But I'm like, as a Democrat, hey, you know what? Good policy is good policy. I don't care who proposes it.
Well, Danica Rome, thank you so much for joining us. We wish you luck in your campaign.
It's going to be tough taking on a 13-term incumbent.
The numbers are there to win, and thank you all so much.
That's Danica Rome, Virginia House of Delegates candidate.